99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
Today, Amazon Prime Day. So if you are excited about this annual event that goes down today and tomorrow, a lot of stuff on sale on Amazon. It's your time. Is now. However, they're saying it may not be quite as awesome as it has in years past.
Oh, really? Like, the deals aren't nearly as good? Like, you're not going to save as much?
Yeah, that's what I'm reading, because a lot of small businesses that sell through Amazon can't afford it. And, like, pandemic-related stuff, you know?
Okay, gotcha. They're trying to recover.
Yeah, so around 60% of the stuff that we buy on Amazon comes from, like, third-party sellers, and a lot of them don't have the same discounts as normal because costs are up because of the pandemic and all that stuff. And they don't have as much overstock as they did before. So all this liquidation, like everything must go, sell, sell, sell. They don't have as much of it this year. But anyways, there still are plenty of deals if you're loving Amazon Prime Day and that's your thing. I honestly forgot that it was today and tomorrow until I read about it this morning. So that may be something I peruse. Not that I need anything, but it's just nice to just kind of look and see what they have.
Like, maybe put yourself in the mindset of do some early Christmas shopping.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe that's an angle you can take. So, Amazon.
The way you justify it.
Yeah, that's how you justify it. Don't worry, I'm Christmas shopping.
No, it's Christmas shopping. Yeah, I'm doing this with a purpose.
Trust me, I'm Christmas shopping. So, yeah, we'll get to a bunch of stuff here this morning, including feel-good stories. We got Setting the Bar here this morning, this hour for you. A classic Here, Hold My Beer tale, too.
So much.
Yep. All that on the show here this morning on 99.7 DJX. Good morning. All right. Feel good stories every hour throughout the morning, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly Kay.
So Esther Andrews, she's a TikTok user. She's a designer. And she decided to, over the course of 9 months while commuting to work on the New York City subway, she decided to hand knit her own bridal dress.
Oh, wow.
And she told the whole story on TikTok. It's got more than like 430,000 views. In the clip, she kind of describes how the whole process took the whole 9 months. She went down to the wire, not finishing it until the day before the wedding.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's like to kind of make it, it was kind of designed with layers of ruffles, had like a tiered skirt, long sleeves, V-neckline. You know, she used more than 4 miles of mohair lace yarn.
Okay.
Sounds fancy.
Yeah, it does.
And then she decorated it with small red tomatoes.
Oh, okay.
Which was in line with the wedding's theme. Now,
gotcha.
I know you're thinking she didn't add those until the very last thing.
Okay, sure.
I don't think they're going to keep over the course of 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
But she said the inspiration was a space pirate meets a tomato patch because it's silly and fun.
Hey, you know what?
Very creative.
You do you. Boo,
exactly.
You know?
She said, you know, when it came time to sew it all together, I was kind of scared because I could only trust that it was going to fit. There was like no time to go back.
Oh, wow.
And thankfully it was okay, so I could add the little tomatoes. Boom.
That's pretty
the
cool.
Grooms. Yeah, she also made the groom's outfit, which kind of looked like an astronaut suit. Had a pair of hand-beaded socks to look like a starry sky.
Oh, dang. I need to see like photos from this wedding.
Yeah, well, we'll tweet it out so you can see it. And he kind of posted a comment in the video, said, just so you know, I'm the husband, and if you're thinking I'm lucky, you don't even know the half of it.
Oh, that's cool.
Really supportive. So we'll tweet out the story. Like I said, you need to see it. It's really creative. Like I said, risky.
Yeah.
She didn't finish it till the day before the wedding. And like she was talking about, you just kind of had to trust that it was going to fit.
Man. Well, I mean, good for her. That's awesome. And then doing it on a subway. That's pretty impressive, too.
We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show. You can see it.
Nick Cannon, you know, host of the Masked Singer.
Uh-huh. I was just literally trying to make a flow chart of what's going on in his life.
Yeah, he had a lot to celebrate this Father's Day, including announcing that he is expecting another baby with his girlfriend, Alyssa Scott. So,
I'm not sure if that's the current girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Well, this would be, and you're probably listening to us going, wait, didn't we just hear something about Nick Cannon and a baby? Yeah. Yeah, you did. This is his seventh kid and his fourth baby in a year. So if you're keeping track.
There's a lot of mamas at play.
Mr. Cannon just welcomed last Monday, June 14th, twins, Zion and Zillion, with Abby De La Rosa.
And let's not forget, he's got twins with Mariah.
Right.
When they were married in 2008, 2016. They're 10 now.
Right. So, wait, and those were his first kids, right?
I think so.
Yeah, so so he and Mariah have 10-year-old twins. Moroccan and Monroe. And yes. Then he has another daughter, Powerful Queen, who was born back in December. And
that was with Brittany Bell.
Yeah. Okay.
And so he also has a 4-year-old son, Golden Sagon, also with Brittany.
Okay. So that is, that's confusing a little bit, but you know what? I'll tell you, maybe he just loves kids.
Well. Okay, so I'm wondering, because all of these women are sharing it on Instagram and with pictures that look like they are his one and only. I'm assuming, obviously, since they're so open with everything, that maybe they've got like a little arrangement.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, he's got kind of a sister wives thing going on. Not sure. But he seems to be balanced. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot going on.
I'm telling you, yeah. Balance, you know, and I'm sure there are those listening who have, you know, seven kids or maybe more who are like, yeah, you know what? Seven kids are a lot.
But when you have a lot of mothers involved, too, I mean, it's a lot to keep track of.
Yeah,
and
for
to,
sure.
You know, organization, I hope, is one of his strengths.
All right.
It's a lot to keep track of.
So, yeah. Nick Cannon, a little bit more to celebrate this Father's Day.
All right.
With that announcement of a new baby boy on the way there. All right. Do we have, is that getting posted or is
yeah.
that? Okay. WDGX.com for more on that. Kelly, if you were to describe what a setting the bar story is to someone who's never heard it, what would you say?
Let's don't do this.
Very simple.
Very core. It's very just don't do it.
Very simple. All right, so if you can manage to make it through the day without handing your beer to the police officer during a traffic stop, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is frowned upon when that's the reason you're being pulled over.
Yeah, I mean, we've said it time and time again on this show. Listen, drinking and driving is never good. It will kill you. It'll kill others. It's dumb. Okay?
It's against the law.
This guy literally had three words to say about that whole thing. Hold my beer. This out of Texas, guy cut off some local game wardens who were patrolling the area, right?
Okay.
Around a lake. So then he started driving on the wrong side of the road, erratically, all that stuff. So the game wardens pulled him over. They approached the truck. Music was blaring. Driver couldn't really understand what they were talking about. Like, music was up too loud, but only had one hand to try to figure out how to turn down the volume. Apparently, he needed two hands to do that.
Okay.
So he handed one of the wardens the open beer he was holding in his other hand so he could concentrate.
Wow.
Here. Hold my beer while I turn down the music so I can understand what you're trying to tell me here.
Oh, my God.
So the game wardens suspected he was drunk. So they asked him to do a little sobriety test, stumbled out of the truck, failed the test. He was handed over to the police and arrested. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's make it through the day, all right, without handing the officer the beer in a here, hold my beer moment.
Yeah, no.
During the traffic stop, you're doing okay.
Let's not get in the car and drive after you've had too much to drink.
Yeah, I mean,
public service announcement.
Absolutely. We'll end it there, all right? We'll just end it right there.
The show that cares.
Yep, that's Set at the Bar on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You can always get a hold of the show at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. And Kelly, I saw over the weekend you post something on Facebook about a grocery trip experience that was kind of crazy. Did you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I thought maybe I should because of the reaction that it got. I was really stunned.
Yeah.
My daughter and I were grocery shopping and I was just, you know, as you normally are at the grocery store, you're trying to work your way through the list.
Yeah, just get through it.
Just get through there as quickly as possible. My husband had called. So I was on the phone with my husband by the milk and this woman said to me, you need to keep an eye on your daughter. And, you know, at first I'm like, okay,
she's interrupting me
on the phone.
Trying to steal something.
I thought at first maybe she was like parent shaming me that I'm not paying enough attention to my daughter
and she's misbehaving,
or something like that. And then I quickly realized what she was saying. She said, that man has been following you every aisle you've been in for the past several aisles.
Mm.
And she was telling me the story very loudly so that he heard. And by the time I, you know, realized who she was talking about, he was hightailing it out of the aisle.
Mm.
And I didn't get like a super great look at him, but he did have a mask on, so you couldn't really see his face.
Right.
She just said, listen, I'm a mom of three. They're grown, but I just saw something was really off. He did not have a cart. He did not have a basket. And he was just looking at your daughter the whole time, following you everywhere you went.
Yeah, that's sketch.
Yeah, it really sent like just this chill down my spine because it never entered my mind at all that something like that could happen. I go to the grocery store all the time.
Yeah, a couple times a week. Yeah.
You know, I think most of us go through our lives kind of like just trying to get our stuff done and not really thinking about it. It was a very stark reminder to be aware of my surroundings.
Yeah. Wow.
And as I left, you know, I was hyper aware of just watching everything, looking under cars, beside cars, all that kind of stuff. I just, it was really, I just wanted, I thanked her profusely for speaking up.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's the thing is if you see something and then, you know, she took the time to interrupt me knowing that I was on the phone.
Yeah.
And to, you know, being a stranger. Because, you know, I don't think she knew anything about what I did for a living. She just saw something that was out of the ordinary that really heightened her spidey senses that something's wrong.
Yeah.
And needed to reach out and say something.
Yeah. You hear the phrase, see something, say something. And I mean, it's a lot easier to just hear that phrase and be like, oh, yeah, yeah, sure. But then to be in that like moment and be aware enough to say, you know what, that doesn't look right.
I was so thankful because that could have gone completely different. And then I decided I needed, it was such a reminder for me to be more aware. And I thought I need to put this out there. And the amount of people that shared that they had similar experiences was stunning.
Yeah.
Like it's really shocking, like all over the place. And, you know, I got another message last night from a mom that said, you know, I was at the zoo walking, holding hands with my daughter, and a woman grabbed my daughter's hand and tried to walk off with her.
Oh, geez. Okay.
I mean, this kind of stuff is happening everywhere. And I thought, especially when people are going to be traveling summer vacations, if you're at a gas station, at a restaurant, don't let your kids go anywhere without you.
That's a good reminder for sure.
Well, yeah. I mean, my kids are 11 and 9. And so they're kind of at that age where you're like, oh, you could let them run into the bathroom by themselves or something. Like,
yeah.
Come right back. No, you cannot. With all of this going on, it's happening everywhere.
Well, thank you for sharing because that is, again, one of those stark reminders that, you know, it's easy just to kind of put the blinders on and go about your day without kind of like looking around you. But, you know, just be aware and you know, look out for other people. I think that's an important lesson there, too.
I thanked her. I said, you know what? It kind of takes a village to raise kids and to keep them safe. And I thanked her very much for being in my village that night.
Yeah, for sure. So shout out to that woman, whoever she is, for, you know, being that watchful eye that day. So cool. Thank you for, you know, sharing that. I think that's important just as a reminder.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's happening a lot, and I think people need to talk about it.
So remember back when Diplo and Justin Bieber worked together? They did a song, Where Are You Now? Back in probably like 2017, a few years ago. Anyways.
Yeah.
This is kind of funny because Diplo just posted a funny TikTok kind of showing that Bieber tried to play dumb when he texted him back in the day. So Diplo had texted Justin Bieber like way back in 2017, yo, Biebs, it's Wes, you know, because Wes is his real name, was dope linking with you last night. And so Justin texts back to him, hey, this isn't Biebs. I think someone gave you the wrong number. Sorry.
Oh, no.
And so Diplo responded, damn. Then 4 years later, there's a text from the same number. Hey, it's Justin. Did you get those vocals I sent over the other day? Because your text messages, they don't just disappear. If you didn't delete the contact out of your phone.
Or if you don't delete the conversation.
Right. If you don't delete the conversation, it just pops back up. So like literally 4 years later, Justin responds to Diplo.
Maybe it's because he called himself Wes. And maybe he didn't realize, like, put two and two together.
Maybe.
At the time. Like, oh, that's Diplo.
Maybe.
I think that was probably what happened.
I mean, that's a stretch. You're giving Justin a lot of credit there.
Well.
Or benefit of the doubt, maybe. But Diplo, you know, captioned the video. At least I wasn't ghosted. And so that's pretty funny.
That's fantastic.
That it's just he has him listed in his phone as singer from After Party. So I don't know what that means necessarily either. But Diplo there, kind of a funny little moment there on 99.7 DJX. All right, new feel-good stories every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
This is a really cute story of a chance meeting that led to some besties. So Sarah sent this. It's a post from Katie Turner.
Mm-hmm.
She tells a story about how she met a man named Bob. And now he's besties with her family.
Okay.
She says, meet Bob, my new best friend. He's 83 and sharp as a tack. He dresses nice, wears a gold chain, smells of cologne, loves Judge Judy and true crime.
Why not?
I'm the same, right? He stays up late until midnight, sleeps in. He's got 6 children and 10 grandchildren. He's from New Jersey and served in the military.
Okay.
She said, no doubt God put him in my path. I met him over a week ago when he fell at Kohl's, and I've annoyed him ever since.
Okay.
See, Bob has no family here. They're all on the East Coast, and they haven't seen each other's faces in a while, but they talk often. He's a proud papa and granddad. He's fought cancer 4 times, has a pacemaker, yet has such a sweet and cheerful demeanor.
Mm-hmm.
Bob and I, along with my family, have quickly made some memories. So much joy to have my mom graciously feed and send home food with him. Dad has talked military days, told jokes with him. My kids open the car door for him when we pick him up and hug him when we leave one another.
Mm.
She said it's been a blessing on both sides, but God's used me, I know without a doubt, to be a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Since meeting Bob, I've been able to take pictures with him and send to his daughter, as well as any information needed that Bob isn't always forthcoming about.
Okay.
Last night, we FaceTimed her. There was so much love and smiles. Since that initial day of meeting Bob, he's told me he feels like he fell down a hole like in Alice in Wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
I say, Bob, you aren't dreaming. You did fall, but it was at Kohl's. She said, take care of other people. There are blessings all around us and in us that we can share with others. I'm taking Bob in tomorrow for surgery. He has some cancer spots that they're removing. Bob doesn't always have much to look forward to in his age and with this health ailment. But I'd love if we could show him some love by sending him a card of well wishes, support, care, and concern. And she's left an address. So we'll share this post on our Facebook page so you can send Bob a card.
Nice.
How great is that?
I like it.
A little chance meeting at Kohl's, and it's kind of led to this sweet new relationship that's really been a blessing for both of them.
All right. So at Ben and Kelly Show, you can see that there. Give Bob some well wishes.
Yeah, he sounds really sweet. He loves Judge Judy and true crime.
I mean, who doesn't, same, right? Yeah. All right, that's Feel Good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
So at the root of it, Dina's asking, can I love him like he loves me?
Ooh.
Ma'am.
All right. Feelings don't really match up. We need to help her figure out if they can get there or if she needs to bail now.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll dive into that coming up in group therapy on 99.7 DJX. It's 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So Olympics are coming up at the end of July, right? So Olympic trials are underway right now. A couple Louisville athletes just qualified for the Olympics. Now, keep in mind, these are the 2020 Olympics that were postponed to 2021. So they're going to go down in Tokyo a little bit later. But Ronnie Baker from Ballard High School came in second in the 100-meter dash final at the track and field trials Sunday.
Wow.
Yep. 9.85 seconds. So going to be
how that's fast.
I know, under 10 seconds for the 100-meter dash. So congrats to Ronnie Baker, Ballard High grad, and then Brooke Ford. She is heading to Tokyo, swimming the 4x200 with the U.S. Olympic team after qualifying during trials last week. She's a Sacred Heart alum, and I'm telling you, I was watching a little bit of the swimming trials, and Katie Ledecky, like, I forgot about how good she is.
Yeah.
She was, it looked like Secretariat winning the Derby. She was at least 4 lengths ahead of second place.
Holy
It
cow.
Was insane. So, wow. Yeah, congrats to Sacred Heart alum Brooke Ford and Ballard High alum Ronnie Baker there. A couple Louvillians qualified for the Tokyo Olympics there, taking place at the end of July. July 24th, I believe, is when the Olympics start there for, what, something like 10 days on 99.7 DJX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, so Dina writes us and says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I love your show and especially group therapy. All right.
That's great.
Yeah. Saying that, I hope y'all don't light me up too badly. Yikes.
Oh.
Okay. Well, Dina, we always try to be fair and look at things with a unbiased viewpoint. All right?
Exactly.
So Dina continues and says, anyway, here's my situation. I've been seeing a great guy for about a year. He's incredibly sweet, constantly giving compliments and gifts. He's also changed a lot for me. He's changed his religion. He's stopped smoking. He's changed jobs. He's gone back to school to be a better provider.
Wow, he's done a lot.
Yeah. He always tells me he loves me and brought up marriage in the first month.
Ooh.
He always says he knew immediately that I was, quote, the one, and that he couldn't imagine living without me. All right, I'm smelling a butt coming very soon.
There's a big butt coming, I feel like.
Yeah. She writes, while I want to get married, my feelings don't necessarily match his. I love him, but I'm not head over heels in love with him. I want someone who will be a good partner and a father, which I believe he will be.
Mm-hmm.
Is it deceitful to marry him knowing my feelings aren't as strong as his, or can I grow to love him the way he does me? Thank you.
That's really tough. Because you've got this kind of list in your head mm-hmm. of the things, the qualities you want, and they have everything, right?
Yeah, right,
they check off all your boxes.
Yeah.
But just there's like one little thing that seems to be missing, and that's something that you can't necessarily generate, or can you? Like, can that grow over time?
Well, but is there other things that fill that void? Like, okay, so here, I tell you what. I just want to hear what you have to say. All right. 502-571-9970. Well, I don't know. I mean, I was going to say, like, is their bedroom life really great? You know, something that they've got chemistry in other parts of their relationship. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I was kind of getting at, where maybe if you've got those other things, then that's enough. But I don't know.
There is going to be a big camp of people that says, no, he deserves to be fully 1,000% loved the same way he loves you.
Right. Right.
Like, I feel like there's going to be a lot of people that say that. But then there could be a lot of examples of how people have been in this situation and they did grow to match their feelings.
Yeah.
So I'm real curious to see how this ends up on the text line, on the Facebook comments, on Twitter, wherever you want to chime in.
Yeah. 502-571-9970 is our phone number. Group therapy. Dina has a guy who loves her, changed a lot for her, like religion, school, jobs, etc. Except she's not head over heels in love with him like he is of her. They're talking marriage. She's wondering if the feeling will come or if it'll be deceitful to marrying him knowing all this.
She wants to get there with her feelings. I think that's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
A lot of people chiming in on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show and on text. Missy said, I think it can grow. Sometimes we have an unrealistic view of what happily ever after is. Mm-hmm. It's not what we see on the movie screens. It's what we make it.
Mm-hmm.
So she has to decide why he's not the one for her. And if he is the one for her, that she needs to dedicate her feelings to him from here on out.
Yeah. Okay.
Lisa said, I was in a marriage like this. I cared. He just wanted to be married. Never marry someone if you can't or won't match their effort. Whether you realize it or not, it is mental or emotional abuse that will be hard for the other to work through. So two very different ends of the spectrum there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think more people are probably saying, no, this isn't a good recipe for the relationship or for marriage. But Lisa does bring up a good point. I think it's a different Lisa on Facebook and says, I think people fall in and out of love all the time. Mm-hmm. For example, he may be in love with you and you not so much. And then the roles may reverse later on and continue to go back and forth. Marriage is more than just love. And it's all those things that you listed. And be friends as well. And she goes on and says, love is trust, friendship. And I think he sounds like a great man. And these days, those are hard to come by. You better hold on tight to what you have. And the grass is not always greener on the other side either.
Yeah, so. She says, I'm 42 and single and it sucks. Dating sucks.
Yeah, I get it.
April says, I'm assuming he's changed for you and at your request.
Mm-hmm.
How awful to love someone so much to do all that for you and they don't even reciprocate. I actually hope that he sees this and leaves you. So there's the tough love that's coming in from April.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Which she braced herself for.
Dina did specifically request, and you guys are not listening, saying, I hope y'all don't light me up too badly. Yikes. Yeah. You're not being very good friends to Dina, guys.
Yeah, we gotta, you know, I get it. You have like some harsh words to say or a harsh reality, but let's maybe frame it in a little nicer tone. Like maybe this is a sign telling you that you shouldn't marry this person because they need to be loved
like
at
Paul,
the same level.
Who says, well, this sounds like a train wreck waiting to happen. Why did he change so much for you? You clearly don't feel the same for him. Stop being selfish and let him find someone that feels the same about him. Shame on you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Again.
Yeah. Like, you know, nice comforting kid gloves from Paul there.
Yeah, well, see, Erica now says, being a divorced woman, I know from experience that being in love isn't everything a marriage takes. If he is as perfect as he sounds, I'm afraid you'll regret letting him go. Marriage takes support, respect, and daily help with the house and kids. Just my opinion.
I mean, what are we saying here?
I'm not sure. I feel like we are all
We're all over the place.
We're all over the place with this one. There are a lot of very valid points on both sides. And I don't know if she is honest with him either about that, because if he hears, hey, I don't think I'm on the same level, but I want to love you as much as you love me. I mean, that kind of would get in his head. And will he ever feel confident in her love, even if she does get to that point?
Interesting. Yeah. So her being completely forthcoming to him may not be the way to go. Again, as I've pointed out on the show before, I think successful relationships, you're 99.7% honest with the person, but 100% of the time could be not a good recipe.
Yeah,
there.
Sharing those doubts about him to him is just going to like rock the foundation of his confidence in your relationship. So, I mean, even if you do seem to figure it out and you're like, yes, he's my guy and I do love him as much as he loves me, then he's forever going to be questioning that if you are honest with him about it.
Allison's all like texting in, y'all chill. She can't help the way she feels. I think they both need to do some serious reflecting on this relationship and think about what is best for them as individuals. So, well,
yeah, I think she does need to really just hammer it out, though. Can she see her life without him?
Yeah.
And I think that's what it's really going to come down to. Think about your life together and your relationship, and can you move on and be happy in your mind without him?
Maybe she's seen a little too many of those Disney princess movies, thinking all right, when I'm in love, I'm going to know exactly that I'm in love, and I'm going to see birds flying around me, and there's going to be hearts in my eyes and all that stuff. I don't know.
And it doesn't always happen like that for everyone. There's not always like fireworks and a big neon sign that says, this is the one, you just met him.
Yeah.
A lot of times that kind of thing really grows over time for people.
Yeah, and she said they're only a year into the relationship. So, you know, who knows? it may take a little bit more time for you. So I think what we're saying is maybe give it more time.
I think she really needs to dig deep and just and look at, okay, can I see myself living without this person?
All right.
And if that answer is yes, I think I'd be fine, then I think maybe that's your answer.
All right. Well, there you go. If you think that we completely missed the mark, you're like, I can't believe what I'm hearing you guys say. Put it up on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. That's group therapy. Back in February, we talked to you about this couple out of Russia, Alex and Victoria. They were a couple and they had their bumps in their relationship. But for Valentine's Day, they decided that they were going to get chained together. They were literally going to chain each other together to try to work on their relationship so they couldn't hide from, you know, the troubles that the relationship, you know, the bumps that came up, right?
What an amazing idea. Like, what could possibly go wrong with this idea?
Yeah. So, again, that was back in February. And really not much has been said about this couple since then.
I'm sensing there's an update, though.
Yeah. So I bring it up here today to give you an update that Victoria and Alexander who were bound together for 123 days.
Ooh, that's a long time.
Had the chain severed by some giant bolt cutters.
Okay.
And immediately broke up.
Oh, wow. I think that they broke up before the actual unchaining.
Yeah.
But this was just their physical
way to
just...
The
physical opportunity to walk away.
Literally go in other directions. Victoria said, I want to live my own independent life and grow as an independent person. I am finally free.
Oh, wow. Okay, so now I need to know, like, how many days were they chained together? I need to know at what point it went south and they were kind of deciding, we're done with this. 123 days. Are we talking, are we 30 days in and already over it?
Oh, what a nightmare that would have been.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously. I mean, and just logistically speaking, I mean, they both kind of had one of their arms chained to each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, you had to do everything for 123 days, like, kind of almost one-armed. I mean, and just the logistics of getting around chained to another person would be interesting.
Well, they admitted that being so close with no space or privacy costs them their relationship.
Okay, yeah.
So
I think we saw that coming. Didn't we see that coming?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't know a lot of couples that would really thrive in that situation. Like, could you imagine being shackled
so
physically to Elizabeth for that long, like never having any time to yourself?
Do you think
that
would
be harmful?
I think that would be hard for any relationship, really, to survive.
Exactly.
So, Victoria, it's kind of funny. I don't think she's going to be single for long because the person who supervised the unchaining, the chief of the Ukrainian records by the name of Vitaly, he said, since this is Victoria's first free evening, I'm going to introduce myself to her.
Oh, great. She's already got options. Look at that. Things are looking up.
Man, that's rough. So I think this is the update that we all knew was on the way.
1,000%.
We first told you this story back in February because remember, they got chained together because they're like, you know what? We love each other, but, you know, we hit some bumps and we hit some rocky patches in our relationship. And we both just realize we run away from them. So to fix running away from these problems, we're just going to chain each other. And that's going to strengthen our bond and strengthen our love. 123 days later, they're released and they both break up. So
it doesn't sound like it's a real happy, healthy, we grew apart kind of a breakup.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a setting the bar. Let's not do that.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, if you have problems in relationships, let's talk it out, but let's not maybe go as far as to chain ourselves to each other, because that can't go well.
We'll tweet the story out so you can kind of read up on it yourself. We just kind of gave you the brief version of it. So at Ben and Kelly Show, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Well, Swifties were thinking that last week on the 19th, Taylor was going to be releasing her next TaylorMade album. You know how she's kind of going through and re-releasing all of her previous albums. So, you know, with the whole Scooter Braun thing, how he bought her past catalog and stuff like that. So she's going through and re-recording her past albums. So everybody was thinking, all the Swifties had it figured out. They were like, you know what? It's coming. It's coming on the 18th. They were thinking it was going to be Friday. But then she ended up tweeting out that, no, my next album re-record is going to be on, it's going to be Red, the Red album, and it's going to come on November 19th. It's going to have 30 songs, including a 10-minute version of a song.
Yeah, so it's not just the ones that made the final cut the first time that she released it. She wants to include all of them that she had written.
Yeah, yeah.
Like she wrote a bunch.
Yeah, so, well, and Kelly, remember you and I went down to Nashville for that album release.
We did. They had a big album release party. I mean, it was one of the coolest events I'd ever been to. Mm-hmm. They had, like, only just a handful of radio, like, shows, stations from around the world.
Around the world.
There was one person that flew, I think, 16 hours for this,
from
like,
India.
24-hour event. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was kind of crazy, but they decked out, like, they had a cocktail party the first night, and, you know, we got to meet her mom and talked with her for a while. There was, like, a meet and greet, and we got to hear the album for the first time, and then the next day, we did our show live from there. They had studios set up for all of us.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
We got to, we interviewed her, and it was just, it was very well done, and then, boom, like, 24 hours later, we're back.
Yep, I know.
It was
so
really quick, but it was good.
So, Red, and that's the, is that the Jake Gyllenhaal album? Is that what
pretty much
Swifties have determined that that is the Jake Gyllenhaal album?
Yes.
So Red will be coming November 19th. 30 songs, including a 10-minute version on 99.7 DJX. Wow. All right. Coming up next, I want to hear your I screwed up as an intern story. Because really, this intern for HBO Max is getting a lot of attention right now. But I don't think the screw-up was that bad. But people are kind of coming to the intern's defense saying, hey, if you think that's bad.
And that's good.
Yeah, and the replies are fantastic. So yeah, I want to hear your how I screwed up as an intern. Coming up here in just a few. So anyone in a career path probably started as an intern. You know, whether you were paid or not, you know, you were getting credit through your school to kind of learn the trade that you're thinking about doing for the rest of your life.
You and I started that way.
Yeah, yeah, as interns. So HBO Max Help Twitter account sent out a tweet that said, we mistakenly sent out an empty test email to a portion of our HBO Max mailing list this evening. We apologize for the inconvenience. And as the jokes pile in, yes, it was the intern. No, really. And we're helping them through it. So and you're thinking, oh my gosh, what sort of email was sent out to HBO Max users? And all it was in the title of the email, integration test email number one. And then inside the body, it said, this template is used by integration tests only, period. So that was it. To me, I just see that and I delete it and I move on with my life. No harm, no foul. Right.
Exactly. I mean, nothing scandalous there. I mean, there could be a myriad of way worse things that could have been in that email that went out to everyone.
Yeah, exactly. The intern could have written something like flippant or funny or something like that just as a test because that was what it was supposed to be, but instead send it out to their database. So instead of like, honestly, like we don't know if it was an actual intern or not. That's just what HBO Max, the Twitter account, is saying. So Dear Intern started trending because people started replying to that thread with Dear Intern, here's what happened to me. So I'd love to hear some of your intern stories as when you were an intern working for free, learning the craft. Did you make a mistake and what was the consequence? Like Cassie, this was one of the replies. She just writes, Dear Intern, I was using my desktop calendar to make a monthly note of when I started my menstrual period.
Oh, God.
But after several months, I realized I was making that note on a calendar I shared with all of my colleagues company-wide.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, and I think about, you know, back when I was an intern and I was, you know, I interned for a news NBC affiliate when I was in college. I interned for an architecture firm and I interned also at a radio station. you know, I did some things with the NBC affiliate, the television thing, that now, as an intern, we would be like, no, 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 we'll get in big trouble if we sent our intern out to literally cover an investigative journalism or an investigative report, you know, for the NBC affiliate. Like, it was me and a photographer. We went to this boarded up, broken down house and to get some B-roll. And he's like, yeah, we're doing this investigative reporting. I was like, you want me to knock? He's like, yeah, okay, sure. So I was like, knocking on this boarded up house, like trying to find this person. So anyways,
that doesn't sound safe. That doesn't sound like a good idea.
No, but it wasn't like a screw up. So I think about, all right, so as an intern, what did I do? So when I was interning for a radio station in Columbus, Ohio, we did a Groundhog Day bit where, like Punxsutawney Phil in Ohio, if you're from Ohio, you know, we have our own version called Buckeye Chuck. So Buckeye Chuck is a groundhog, that same deal, you know, on Groundhog Day, you find out whether or not Buckeye Chuck sees his shadow, et cetera. Apparently going to Pennsylvania. Well, there's the whole, like, you know, Steelers, Browns thing that people hate each other from Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania hates Ohio, all that stuff. So whatever. Oh, so we don't want to go over to Pennsylvania and they don't want to come.
I was
going to
say, did Chuck ever get invited to the big dance?
No. So anyways, so I was going up to wherever, some small town, Ohio, to interview Buckeye Chuck, right? I'm driving the station vehicle. Which is one of those, like, vans, like those windowless white vans that just has the station decals on it. And I
was just sketch too when you think about it.
Right. And so I'm already late because I'm an intern and I have no idea and concept of time. And they're like, yeah, we want to do this bit at 7:30. I'm like, yeah, 7:30. Okay, I got it. You know, and I don't even leave my apartment until like 7:15. And this is small town Ohio, so it's like 45 minutes away, and I am speeding. I'm going like 100 miles an hour in this.
Oh my gosh, in the station vehicle?
Yeah, in the station vehicle. I'm an intern, keep in mind. I'm an intern.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I get pulled over. So get a ticket, get pulled over, miss the bit. I mean, it was like, I thought I was going to get fired. But anyways, that was one of the ways that I messed up.
That is epic.
As an
intern. Also makes a lot of sense with some of the things that have happened along the way.
Right, exactly. So I want to pause here, but I want to take some of your, I screwed up as an intern story. Like Roxanne, I see your text. We'll get to that. Lexi and more on the way. Hang on. I'll say with this Twitter thread that we've tweeted out at Ben and Kelly Show, one of the most promising things of these intern screw up stories that are being shared because of an HBO Max intern that sent out some, you know, email accidentally to their database and beyond, is that a lot of people are defending the intern and like, yo, it's not the intern's fault. There was a lack of training. There were systems that weren't in place that allowed this to happen. And so a lot of people are kind of turning the spotlight back on HBO Max going, hey, you know what? You found a flaw in your system. So instead of throwing the intern under the bus, why don't you fix it? You know, type of thing.
Exactly. But you know what? Nothing scandalous was, you know, sent out in the email. It was just like kind of an MD like form. And there you go. But some of the replies have been pretty spectacular. Like, if you think that's bad, listen to this. One said, I once didn't recognize the then Vice President George H.W. Bush and almost didn't let him into a meeting in the cabinet room of the White House where he worked.
You're like, no, you're not allowed in. Like,
I don't think you're authorized, sir.
That's one of those, do you know who I am sort of moments for sure. Speaking of presidents, even a famous Monica Lewinsky, a famous intern from the 90s who got a certain President Clinton, in trouble there. She even weighed in with a couple words of wisdom just saying, it gets better.
Bless her heart.
Right.
Wow.
Another reply that said, dear intern, I once globally took down Spotify. It almost happened twice. My team was awesome, and I'm still here. And you managed to find something broken in the way integration tests are done. It's a good thing and will help improve things. So good luck. So see, there was a good reply there.
But you know what? The intern's the real hero in this.
Right. Roxanne, she texted us and said, I am a draftsman. When I was an intern, I had a hard time figuring out how to print. I kept printing everything to the largest printer in the office. This is so to put it in perspective, I was supposed to like print a normal, simple letter size, like an 8.5 by 11 document. Instead, I was printing 24-inch by 36-inch sheets.
Oh, gosh.
I did it so often, my boss almost made me buy a whole roll of paper for the printer. That's funny.
That's pretty great. And then we got another one from Lexi. I was an intern. My fellow intern had to set off the alarm to shelter in place for a tornado, but he flipped the fire evacuation switch instead, sending everyone outside for a tornado.
Oh, outside.
Oh, my God.
During a tornado, probably not the best place to be.
That is not good. That is not where you're supposed to be.
Whoops. Yeah. And so I think it's just funny because, you know, it's a part of learning the job. It's a part of growing into your field is the internship, and it's kind of like a rite of passage. But I love all of the people who are sharing their own like dear intern stories.
The worst thing that I ever did, I was a part-timer. I wasn't technically an intern, but mm-hmm. I was doing the morning show when I was in college at Purdue. I was a partner on a show. My partner was Rick Mummy. I had to read the news. And so I was reading the news about something that was had to do with an airplane, and I had to say the word cockpit,
mm-hmm.
but I said cockpick instead. And so he immediately didn't miss a beat and said, is that some sort of new personal hygiene item that I'm unaware of? And I just lost it, couldn't recover.
Right.
Sometimes words are hard.
They are. They are for sure. So, yeah, if you want to share, the thread is up at Ben and Kelly Show, or you can always text 502-571-9970. I didn't even know that this was a thing, but apparently the Jonas Brothers dropped a new song, which will feature heavily during NBC's coverage of the Olympics. It's called Remember This. Here's a clip.
Used to pray for a moment just like this. There's a fire in your eyes, I can't resist. Maybe we're gonna wanna remember this. Maybe we're gonna wanna remember this. I can taste it forever on your lips. There's a lifetime living inside that kiss. Maybe we're gonna wanna remember this. Maybe we're gonna wanna remember this.
I mean, it makes sense, right?
It's catchy. I don't know if it feels Olympic to me, but they are doing this special where they're kind of teamed up. Each of the brothers are teamed up with an Olympian,
uh-huh.
and they're kind of doing like challenges. And I think it's going to be airing either like right after the start of the Olympics or right before it. And that's how Nick Jonas got injured recently, like cracked a rib. He was like fell off a bike, he said, and mm-hmm. it was filming that show. So I get they're kind of all tied up in the Olympics.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess the hook of the song kind of has an Olympic type, like, hey, let's remember this, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
it's a little more pop than I think. I feel like it needs to be like cinematic, you
more
know,
regal, more
dramatic. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Carrie Underwood had like We Are Champions or something like that. That felt like more of an Olympic theme.
Right.
Like, yes, people are going for greatness.
Well, we'll see how well this is received by the public as the Jonas Brothers just dropped Remember This, which you'll see time and time again when the Olympics kick off on July 23rd on 99.7 JX. All right, just setting the bar is a little out of this world.
Literally.
Yep. So it's always examples of what not to do and maybe who not to fall in love with. This isn't a good example of, okay?
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without falling in love with an alien, you're doing okay.
Oh, man. Yeah, that is going to be a tough long-distance relationship to navigate, isn't
it? I know.
It?
I know. Long-distance relationships are hard as it is, but Abby Bella...
Did they meet on Tinder?
Abby Bella is going to experience this long-distance relationship. As she said, aliens abducted her from her bedroom a few weeks ago, and now she's in love with one of them.
Oh, my God.
This is her tale. Abby claims she heard a voice in a dream tell her to wait by her window.
Wait by your window.
Really? You think that's what the voice sounded like? That's really creepy.
So she sat,
I would ignore it.
So she sat there. The next night, until a flying saucer swung by.
Wow.
Picked her up with its tractor beam and brought her on board. There.
Dang, did she describe what it looked like?
Well, there on the UFO were five aliens. But one of the aliens really caught her eye.
Did she describe what they looked like? Is there a celebrity they resembled? Are we talking Ryan Reynolds hot aliens?
I don't know.
Or are we talking E.T.?
Abby didn't get that detailed. She said the alien said he'd only take her home if she gave consent. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
So he was a gentleman, so that's good.
Great.
And she wasn't ready to leave Earth just yet, so they brought her home 20 minutes later. But now she regrets it. This was the one that got away.
Dang it. So wait, I missed it. Did you, was there any probing that typically goes along with these kinds of stories?
You know what? A lady never kisses and tells.
Gotcha. All right. Wow. I can only hope that maybe that alien is listening and realizes maybe he needs to swing back by.
Yeah. Well, she's got an overnight bag ready and is waiting for him to come back. So.
Okay.
Again,
this could be like a misconnection.
Listen.
This is like a misconnection.
You cannot control who you fall in love with.
No, you really can't.
As, you know, evidenced by our Wednesday morning bit, missed connections.
Yes. I am going to need, though, a little bit more of a detailed description from her about what these aliens looked like. You know, just in case we happen to encounter some, you know, in our lives.
So, again, we pass Abby's story along to you as a setting the bar in a, if you can manage to make it through the day without falling in love with an alien, you know, because distance, of course.
Yeah, I mean, she's got to decide, would she relocate?
I think she would. Yes, yes.
To pursue this relationship, yes. It sounds like she'd consider it.
Yes. That is setting the bar. So hopefully you had a great Father's Day. All leading up to Father's Day, we were getting in to win Hot Dad 2021, getting your dad a 55-inch television, air fryer, meat, massage, all that fun stuff. So, Derek Allen, did you have a good Father's Day?
I sure did.
Well, Derek, I've got some news for you. It won't take long, but you have got even more to celebrate this Father's Day as you are now crowned Hot Dad 2021.
Yeah!
Yeah, Derek, you've got yourself a 55-inch big screen TV, an air fryer. Wow. You got meat from Preferred Meats to enjoy, and then a massage coming at you from J. Nicole Salon and Spa.
Wow, that's crazy. All right, thank you much.
You're welcome, Derek. Hot Dad 2021.
Excited. What a nice bonus.
I know. That was great.
Did you ask him what he got for Father's Day yesterday?
No.
Oh, we should have asked.
He didn't.
I got a card.
Well, I will say, though, Kelly, we do have audio of the magical moment Derek Allen saw a woman naked for the first time.
Yeah!
That was great,
you know what?
Right?
No one is going to want to win contests on this radio station anymore with what you do with their audio, sir.
No one. You know what, Derek? Same.
Yeah!
Well, congratulations, Derek. Hot Dad 2021. Congratulations to all the dads who got in to win. And we'll have more prizes and stuff to win soon on 99.7 DJX. Congrats again to Derek Allen, Hot Dad 2021. Of course, he wins the 55-inch television, the air fryer, Preferred Meats, massage from J. Nicole Salon and Spa, and all that. So congrats again to Derek. He must be loved.
How was your Father's Day? Did you have a good time? I know you kind of spent part of it doing dad things. You're building a stage for your daughter's dance recitals.
That was earlier in the weekend. Yeah, for sure. On Friday and, Thursday and Friday and Saturday was all kind of spent and devoted to Irish dance competition that took place here in Louisville. So yeah, I was helping erect stages and then running tabulation during the event and then, taking the stages down and cleaning up and all that stuff. So, that was fun. You know, hey, my daughter did great. And, you know, that it's always nice seeing, you know, the Irish dancing community coming together and stuff like that. But then yesterday for Father's Day, I got one of those outdoor fire pits. So,
ooh.
I mean, it was a nice cold day yesterday, too. So I was.
Uh-huh.
So when I cranked that sucker up, man, it took it from about 100 degrees outside to about 150. But you know what? It was.
Yeah, you know what this hot day needs? More heat.
Yeah, more heat, more fire. But it was so awesome. So, yeah, my brother and sister-in-law came over and we just had a great time just hanging out and enjoying the weather and roasting, you know, marshmallows and doing s'mores and all that stuff. What'd you do for Michael?
He was golfing like a ton. He spent like 4 days competing in this member guest tournament, and he was kind of spent by the time Sunday rolled around. So I think he was kind of paying the price for playing so much golf, but that was kind of his big deal. We went and got him donuts in the morning and made him feel special. And
hey, that's
and
perfect.
Helped him kind of, yeah, get back to feeling a little. He was tired. He was a little. Wow, it was a lot of golf.
Weekend warrior type of stuff. I get it.
Yep.
All right, cool.
Absolutely.
Well, hopefully you had a good Father's Day. We have opportunities for you to continue winning with the DJX All Access Summer all this week. Holiday World Splash Safari tickets. So this will be a week, and again, to enjoy some of those tickets. So you can get those all up, WDJX.com. Otherwise, have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.